Okay, mic check. Check. 1, 2. What? You're making mashed potatoes? Hey, everybody! It's the Drew Buzzy Show! Buzzy, I'm gonna play some records for you. Coming to you live from Portland, Oregon.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Donahue with Coin TV Channel 6, and I'm proud to call Portland, Oregon my home. Our City of Roses offers us so much: high-tech development integrated with nature's majestic beauty, the perfect blend of big city excitement and hometown values. We're fortunate to live in this vital, growing city. All of us at Channel 6 encourage you to join Coin TV in taking pride in Portland.
Portland, a special place to be, building for tomorrow, making history, growing up together, stronger every day, taking pride in Portland, believing all the way. Being part of something, knowing what it means, sharing in the future of the great American dream, knowing where we're going, reaching for the sky, caring for each other, standing side by side. Now we're taking pride in Portland, special place to be, building for tomorrow, making history, growing up together, stronger every day, taking pride in Portland, believing all the way.
He's heading for the border! He's gonna get across the border before we can catch him!
Just let me draw a bead on his black ass and he's dead!
He's gonna make it!
Let the dogs go!
No, I won't do it!
They got full, 8 people, only got 2.
I'll tear them apart, I won't do it!
Let the dogs go!
I won't do it!
Turn loose of those dogs!
Listen.
Well, what's done is done. I guess we'll save the taxpayers some money.
Me around a lot, tells me I'm fat, even though I'm not. I believe him.
He'll make you sweat, seriously.
Sweat, yeah, but the oldies, right?
He's like, he's bad, you know. He's a badass, you know what I'm saying? He's like going for his. He don't give a fuck. He tell a fat bitch, "You a fat hog. You a fat bitch."
I'd like to work with Whoopi Goldberg. She does some good stuff. As far as comedy routines go,
he's a macro bigger than a building. You get killed when I took a piss and filled in the hill. Now I'm spilling my 40 ounce, crossing the tidal wave. You're drunker than drunk in a malt liquor grave. My footsteps cave the Anakin at the Vatican. Oh, call me Jesus, I'm a behemoth. Pick my teeth with the Washington Monument. Ask to find that in Exodus Money and Inch. And if a bitch begins to shoot his mouth up about being big, suck a silo with tobacco, smoking like a cig. Suck a punch of sperm whale, wrestling in a squid. King Kong, that bitch is a pipsqueak. Climbing the Empire State, that shit's weak. Now who the hell else can I intimidate? Rhymes I commit, you cannot incriminate me. Cause I'm a giant pimp, the Jolly Green Pimp of New York. And like Las Vegas and other places, prostitutes of various races hide under my shoelaces and then vanish without traces. Now you see me in the news for constant eclipse, and all I did was pull out my dick.
Cause I'm necro.
What a fucking mess. I guess everybody's dead. Yes, here comes the press. Helicopter faster. Calculate the mass of my ass that has to call NASA. Natural gas disaster. They call me Chupacabra. I clobber ya. And if I want to rob you, I take your whole house. Stuff it in my mouth. Break sound. But it seems to help with my digestion. I got 50 miles of large intestine. The whole vicinity is gonna be mad, bad smelling. When I take a crap, it's like Mount St. Helens. Oh hell then, I'll be so large I'll be overwhelming. I'm telling you, don't follow me to my dwelling. Or should I stay underground cavern? Wondering about having you and your crew as a snack though. Cause I'm macro, super stupid, mega jumbo dumbo.
Thank you.
What's up, gang? I'm just hanging out here in the rain at the train station, waiting for the train. It's something I do here on my days off in Portland. You know, who doesn't like to see a nice little choo-choo train? Oh, there it is. Yeah, at any rate, it rains a lot here. You know, Portland, it's a weird place. It's like that candy island in Pinocchio. Remember that kid tricks Pinocchio into coming to Candy Island? And then they, you know, you can have whatever you want, candy, I guess, you know, stuff and junk. And then, you know, they slowly, you know, Pinocchio loves it at first. He's like, awesome, eating candy and stuff. And then he slowly turns into a donkey, you know. So that's kind of like what Portland's like. You know, the dream of the 90s is alive in Portland, as they say in Portlandia, and it's pretty much true. But once you get used to the wacky shit that goes on here, it's really fucking hard to deal with other places, you know. But one thing is for sure, you got some fucking crazy, shitty ass weather here to deal with. And that's just the way it goes, you know. If you wanna enjoy the sweet little summer, you gotta endure 9 months of weather. And, you know, what can be said about weather that hasn't already been said? But we're gonna try. We're gonna try and splay it out here on the Drew Buzzy Show.
Whether the weather is cold, whether it's hot, whether the weather is good or bad, it's the only weather we've got. So
messages.
Go, 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 Goodyear! Leave your worry and to care!
Goodyear tires with Tufson rubber and 3T cord give more mileage, give more safety.
Go, 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 Goodyear!
Get the tires that have what it takes for grip and go on wet roads or dry.
Go, 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 Goodyear!
Go Goodyear for quality tires at low, low prices. Pay as you go and
go, go Goodyear, go, go Goodyear today.
You know, when the energy crunch first hit, and the speed limit went down to 55, well, I didn't think too much of the idea. Well, sure, I'd heard all about how much gas and how many thousands of lives could be saved by slowing down. And things haven't changed much since then. Now, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is still with us. And in the meantime, I found out one thing for sure. Let me help you. Now, if you drive over 55, sooner or later, you're gonna start getting tickets and paying fines. And these days, throwing money away on speeding tickets isn't something too many people can afford to do. You dig it? Well, what it all comes down to is this, my man. The 55-mile-an-hour speed limit isn't just a good idea. It's the law.
A public service of this station, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
Hey, guys. We're back. So I got a real special treat for you coming up here. We have Mrs. Trubezzi in the house. She's gonna do a little skit with someone you might know. He's an actor, star of Witchfinder General. That's right, Mr. Vincent Price. So they're in the dressing room, you know, getting ready. I don't know why you have to wear clothes to be on a podcast, but that's what's happening. So sit back, strap in, and get ready for the first glandular episode of Co-Star, starring Hallie and Vincent Price.
I'm ready for my close-up. Now, who am I playing?
You play the title role in the following scene. You are the lovely, wealthy, and now overwrought Marissa. Vincent Price plays your domineering husband, Jonathan. For the past several months, you have harbored a growing fear that you are losing your mind. As the scene opens, you are desperately looking for a glass of sherry you remember pouring. Jonathan is trying to reassure you.
Nonsense, my dear. The sherry was not there. You thought you put it there. Now run like a good girl and get it.
But I put it there. I put your jacket and your slippers, and I poured the sherry. I remember it. I do. I got the glass. No. Mary got the glass, and...
Well, if you must make a point of it, call Mary.
No, I got the glass. I remember now. I got it from the kitchen. I had called Mary.
Mary!
She's gone home. I remember now. I called for her, but she had gone.
Oh,
she's gone home.
Poor Marissa. I do so hate to see you get yourself in a state over nothing.
It's not nothing. I poured a glass of sherry. I set it there on the table. Now it's gone, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan, I'm not losing my mind, am I? Am I? Am I?
Of course not, my dear. You're just overwrought.
I keep doing the wrong thing. Little things that go wrong...
You need a rest. This whole affair, your father's passing, the legal complications have been too much for you. Maybe a few months on the continent will bring you back to normal.
I'm not so certain.
I am. When the estate is settled, we'll take a long cruise round the world, if you like. Now, where is my paper?
There on the table, beside the sherry. I know you said you wanted your sherry in the paper. Are you sure it isn't there?
Marissa.
Yes?
Don't play games with me, Marissa. Get the paper. You've had your little joke.
Oh, no.
What is it, my dear?
I put the paper on the table. I know I did. I remember the headlines. I remember exactly. They read...
Please, Marissa. You will make me angry. Now fetch me the paper, and then get ready for dinner. We're dining at the Savoy.
Yes. Yes, Jonathan. The Savoy?
Yes.
Tonight?
With Sir Ralph Beecham. Now get changed. You can't go like that, certainly. Marissa?
Yes?
Well, surely you haven't forgotten.
No. Of course. Of course I haven't. All right. I'll change. I'll go up and change. But the paper?
Never mind the paper, my dear.
I'll run to the corner and get another. I don't know what could have happened to it. I'll get another. I will take
Marissa,
only a minute.
Where's stop it. You know, my dear, if I didn't know you better, I'd begin to have doubts.
About my sanity?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that. But I...
It's true, isn't it? I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Yesterday it was the bill from the printers. I had paid it. I paid it to him directly for the letterhead. Then there was the check to Mary. Oh, Jonathan, I don't want to go crazy. I don't want to wind up in a madhouse. Help me, Jonathan. Please help me.
I'm trying. I suppose we could call a doctor, have him examine you. But I doubt if that would prove anything. Now let's forget about it, for the time being, anyway.
Please. Oh, please, call a doctor. Call Dr. Baird. If I'm sick, I want to know it.
I believe you think there is something wrong.
Don't you think so? Seriously, don't you? All the things, they couldn't have been a coincidence. There is something wrong with me. Please, Jonathan, call a doctor. Do something. Here, I'll dial the number for you. Bing, 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 bing.
Somerset 4612.
I know.
I'll talk to Dr. Baird. Now, you go up and change.
Yes, yes, I'll do that. Tell Dr. Baird I'll see him any time. The sooner the...
I'll tell him. Now get changed for dinner.
Yes, Jonathan.
Hello? Yes, oh, hello, Doctor. Jonathan Clyde here. Very well, thank you. Oh, Marissa? Oh, same as usual. No, no. Nothing of the sort. Well, the fact is, we're giving a little party Tuesday night and wondered if you and Mrs. Baird would join us. You will, fine. We'll expect you. Oh? Well, I'd rather not talk about that just now, Doctor. Yes, it is unfortunate. But then we all have our crosses to bear. Mine might well be Marissa.
Wow. That was something else, wasn't it? Mr. Vincent Price. My show. Well, we're all familiar in the MAG universe about Hallie's talent, so... Okay, I'm going to take a break and we'll get back to the fun.
Big tire clearance going on right now. Save on Goodyear tires. Black walls, white walls, sizes for big cars and small. Discontinued designs, odd lots, Goodyear's clearing them all out at low, low prices. Save right now on famous Goodyear tires. Get them at clearance prices and go, go Goodyear today.
For more than 2 years now, people have been trying to get you to slow down to 55 miles an hour, down to the speed limit. They've told you that slowing down will save millions of gallons of gasoline. They've told you that slowing down saves thousands of lives, and they've got the figures to prove it. I think those are pretty good reasons. Some of you obviously do too, because some of you have slowed down. But an awful lot of people, for one reason or another, haven't. They seem to think the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is something they can take or leave. It isn't. It's a law, with tickets and fines and all the rest, just like any other law. And I should know. I'm a police officer. For From where I sit, there's just no way around it. The 55-mile-an-hour speed limit can do a lot of positive things, and it's my job to make sure it gets a chance to work. Not just because it's a good idea, but because it's the law.
A public service of this station, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
Go ahead and Google Ray Brown. The track is come out. What's it called? Oh, Coming and Going. Coming and Going is the name of the song. Ray Brown is the artist. Go ahead and Google it, download it. Just remember that I have this on vinyl before you even heard of Pirate Bay. Back here live. Whoa, it's really raining here. Okay, I've moved on from that creek in the forest and down downtown by the waterfront. Stop raining. This is a good place for me to record. So I wanted to explain a little bit about how I ended up with so many weird records. And I guess there's no real way to explain that except to go back to about 25 years ago. So I'm in Torrance, California, and I'm shopping at Peanut Records, and I had been, I was buying the usual things that I would buy, Norseth Loon, Cocker Twins, whatever, but I had this thing where I was like, I really love Annette, and I want to collect the Annette records. There wasn't, I wasn't interested in CDs because they were super expensive at the time, and I had a few. I wasn't disinterested. I just bought records. I worked at a record store, and I guess I had all the access to CDs that I wanted, but quite a bit of material wasn't really available on CD that I was interested in. So I shopped, various record stores. Peanut Records was one of them. And at any rate, so I'm like, Yeah, I want to buy all the Annette records. I love them. You know, I had a couple Mickey Mouse records with Annette on them, and I'd seen the Beach movies, and at any rate, like, the guy looked at me and he laughed. He just laughed. He was like, he's like, yeah, we have a couple Annette records. This one is $160. This one over here is $200. You know, and I was, I had no idea what he was talking about, you know. I was like thinking that they were going to be like 50 cents to $1.50 or something. I just couldn't find them. I was like, where are the Annette records? I figured they'd just be, you know, crates of them laying around. But, so that was my first understanding. That was my first introduction to rare records and things that are on vinyl that are not repressed or available on CD, at least at that time and stuff. And at any rate, like, I feel like that's a vinyl, that's a very revealing experience for me, understanding that for amazing power. Anyway, yeah. That didn't make a lot of sense. I'm kind of drunk at this point. Oh man, are we having fun or what? My god, this is just incredible. I mean, I have got variety for you today.
I've got variety for you today. 100 new inventions. What? You still hungry? Right this way then.
Ooh, look at these nectarines.
Did you know, miss, that those nectarines you're about to buy were developed less than 70 years ago by Luther Burbank?
No, I didn't know that.
As a matter of fact, Burbank developed or improved over 1,000 varieties of plants, including several kinds of tomatoes, corn, squash, peas, and asparagus. Why, he even developed a spineless cactus to plant for cattle feed.
Oh, how utterly fascinating. My family, though, likes things that come in plastic pouches, like green beans and butter sauce.
Shoppers, today's special is peanut oil in the 48-ounce size, regularly $1.29, today on sale for 79 cents.
Did you know that peanut oil was developed around the turn of the century by Dr. George Washington Carver at the Tuskegee Institute? Dr. Carver developed over 300 products from the peanut, as well as over 100 from the sweet potato.
George Washington did what to the sweet potato?
No, it was George Washington Carver who made the sweet potato and the peanut into very valuable crops for the poor soil areas in the southeastern and southern United States.
Oh, I don't have time to cook sweet potatoes. Say, you know what I think? I think you ought to tell people about the guy who thought up the idea of putting our food inside these little plastic bags. He's the real genius for my money. Honestly, the people you meet in the supermarkets these days. Luther Burbank, George Washington Carver, sweet potatoes. Well, let's see if there isn't some nice music or something on the radio.
I got one ticket left in my tunnel, but I can't go anywhere. My wires are worn out, my tires are torn out, I guess I'll sleep right here. No heavy trucking, do it on your own time. No heavy trucking, no heavy parking fine. No heavy trucking, do it on your own time. No heavy trucking, no heavy parking fine. Chucking, do it on your own time. No heavy chucking, no heavy popping fine. No heavy chucking, do it on your own time. No heavy chucking, no heavy popping fine. I got 1 gallon left in my metal tank. I can't go anywhere. My windows are closed and my fuel line
mind all frozen. I guess I'll sleep right here. No heavy trucking, do it on your own time. No heavy trucking, no heavy falling signs. No heavy trucking, do it on your own time. No heavy trucking, no heavy falling signs. No heavy trucking, do it on your own time. No heavy trucking, no heavy falling signs. No heavy trucking, do it on your own time. No heavy trucking, no heavy falling signs. No heavy trucking.
Whoa, that was pretty weird. Okay, I was thinking, what if we hang out with Fangface and his gang, in an exciting episode called Super Frog.
Hey! You pushed me in, Pudgy.
Oh, me?
Yeah, we saw you. Come on, Kim, let's get him.
Help! Police!
Just wait, you two.
Yeah, just wait.
What a great swimming hole.
Yeah, sure is. I just wish it wasn't on the grounds of Ripley Laboratories.
Why? They wouldn't chase us away, would they?
No, but I've heard some strange stories about this place.
Like what?
Well, they do weird experiments. Like, for instance, I heard they breed blue sheep, and they used to have an oak tree that grew coconuts.
What happened to it?
I guess it froze to death.
Jeepers! What was that?
I can't believe it. It looks like a giant frog. Pugsy, Fangs, get out of the water!
Cripes! We could have been killed! Yeah, killed! We could have been frog food!
Calm down, you're okay.
Would you look at that? It's as big as a house. Ooh, ooh, look at them funny eyes sticking out of his head.
It's going to move.
Stand back, everybody.
Hit the dirt.
Ooh, I think it's going away.
Ooh, ooh, look how high he jumps.
Maybe he should try out for the track team.
Or maybe the swim team.
Hey, who's this coming?
He's wearing a white coat. Must be a doctor from the lab.
Maybe we should go.
No, we have to tell him about the frog, or whatever it was.
Hello there. How is the water?
It was fine until Super Frog came along.
Super Frog?
Oh, oh yeah. He was as big as a house, right, Pugs? And he jumped right out of the water, going like this. And hopped off yonder.
How could this be? Last week he was just a little tadpole like these in this jar. And now he's become a monster? Oh, Doc and Gimli.
What are you gonna do, Doctor?
I must find him before he hurts somebody. Ah, Gimli is all my fault.
That poor man.
I think we should help him find Super Frog.
Count me in.
Oh, oh, me too.
Where do we look?
Well, frogs like water. If this pond is too small for Super Frog, he's gonna head for the nearest lake.
That's Bird Lake.
Okay, we'll go there first.
When the kids arrived at Bird Lake, they saw an awesome sight. Super Frog was leaping around the parking lot from car to car, crushing their steel tops as if they were made of paper. Terrified by the giant frog, tourists fled from the lake in droves.
Watch out! He's coming this way!
Can someone do something?
It's from outer space!
Run and save yourself!
Where's your moon picture, Kim?
Right here!
Better show it to Fangs!
Whenever he sees the moon, our lovable Sherman Fangsworth, who we know as Fangs, turns into that sweet but invincible werewolf, Fangface. And so, once again, Fang showed his wolf self to the world.
Where is he? Where is he?
No, not me, you dummy! Let go of my leg!
I'm sorry, Pugsy.
You're supposed to trapify Super Frog. Let me at him.
Look, there's the doctor. He's trying to lasso Super Frog.
He missed. That frog can really move.
I'll tear him limb from limb. Just let me at him. And I'll rip him in half. I'll strangle him with my bare hands.
Hold on. I got a plan. Fang Face, tear the seat off that picnic bench.
Here it is.
Okay, now stop that guy trying to get away on his motorcycle.
Hey, you, what you doing?
Excuse me, but we have to borrow your bike.
There's another monster. I'm getting out of here.
Ooh, what do I do now, Pugsy?
Get on that cycle, and after I set this board up against the car, use it like a ramp, and you'll fly right onto Super Frog's back. Give it all it's got.
Okay, ready or not, here I come.
Be careful, Fang Face.
Ooh, who moved that plank?
Look, Super Frog's jumping in the lake.
And there's Fang Face right behind him in a rowboat.
Go, Fangs, go.
Unable to hold down Super Frog by sheer strength, Fang Face had thought of a plan all by himself. Quickly weaving together the long strands of seaweed spread across the beach, he had made strong ropes and was tying up the legs of the enormous frog.
There, I got you all, Mr. Bug Eyes.
Fang Face, I'm proud of you. Now just hold him there until the doctor can use his hypo.
There's Kim.
Bam!
Are you all right?
I'm fine, thanks to Fang Face.
Okay, just hold him one more minute. Here we go, right into the vein.
I can't believe it. He's just a normal little frog.
Hear-um, 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 hear-um.
In the middle of the night, when the moon is riding high, all the froggies gather around to sing a tune. Grandpa Froggy sings slow, little froggies love him so. All night long he serenades the yellow moon.
Hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em.
In the willows where the warm breezes blow.
Hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em.
Where the lily pads sway to and fro. All the little frogs play through the sunny summer's day, diving from the grassy banks of the stream. When their suppers they've been fed, they must hurry off to bed. They can hear Granddaddy Froggy in their dreams.
Hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em.
In the willows where the warm breezes blow. Where the lily pads sway to and fro. Grandpa better watch his step, Grandma Froggy's a-getting mad, and she's getting tired of croaking,
come to bed.
If he doesn't mind her soon, she will take her willow broom, and she'll smack Granddaddy Froggy on the head.
Hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em.
Grandma Froggy, here she comes, she's hopping mad.
Hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em, hear 'em.
Grandpa Froggy hid beneath the lily pad.
That was the Drew Buzzy Show. I hope you had a good time listening to my records. We just heard Grandpa Frog from the Happy Time record, Teddy Bear's Picnic, which was one of my favorites. Before that was an episode of Fang Face, which is really fucking stupid, but you gotta dig those sound effects. Before that, Mr. Kenneth Igney, I believe, with his classic No Heavy Trucking. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Goodyear Tires. And don't forget to drive 55. I'd like to thank Ken and the entire Movies About Girls crew for letting me have some fun with records on this day. You've been great. Ooh, I'd like to thank Gert Wilden for this amazing theme song of mine. It comes from the soft porn series Schoolgirl Report, German. It's highly recommended. Okay, kids, we'll see you next time. I'm Audi 5000.